pinasok niya.
Alright. Maraming salamat, Irene. At tulad ng sinabi ko kay Gida Bayani, ang kapatid mo. Thank you. Salamat sa iyo. Alright. Kasama din po natin na Mr. Jaime Salvador. He's the father of First Lieutenant Ludwig Salvador. Good evening po, Mr. Salvador. Ilapit lang po yung mikropono sa bibig. Okay. Yung anak po nyo, naging graduate ng PMA. Siguro proud na proud kayo sa kanya.
Opo, ma'am. Opo, ma'am.
2005 graduate.
Class 2005.
Sa panguna, siya lang ang PMA graduate sa pamilya.
Yes, ma'am. Dahil kasi siya lang ang nakapasok sa Baguio.
Yung ba talaga ang gusto nyo, yun ang gusto niya, maging sundalo?
Maging sundalo po, ma'am. Okay. High school pa lang, ma'am. Gusto niya pumasok sa enlistment.
So, diretso mula high school nag-PMA ka agad?
Hindi.
Hindi, nag-college.
Nag-college muna siya.
Mga ilang taon po yun?
Nung mag-high school kasi siya, marami siyang mga scholarship na kinuha. Mm-hmm. UST, pati yung kay ERAP na scholarship noon, pati sa AMA. Mm-hmm. Marami siyang kinuha na scholarship.
Okay.
Ang purpose kasi niya, makapag-aral ba ng parang libre.
Mm-hmm.
Para matapos yung kanyang ambisyon. Pati nga yung sa PME, kinuha niya yung examination para sa PME.
Mm-hmm.
Ang luckily, pumasa siya pero bumaksa siya medically. Unang take niya.
Kailan siya una nag-take?
I think 2001.
2001? Okay. So naghintay pa siya.
Hindi, ma'am. Tinuloy niya. Pumasa din siya sa DOST. Hinrap niya ang fortune para yung sa DOST ang kinuha niya.
Okay.
Para at least merong nag-aaral pa siya habang nagpiprepare pa siya para sa ulit na
So talagang gustong-gusto niya talaga pumasok ng PMA. Okay. Kailan pa huli kayo nag-usap ni Ludwig?
Parang July 14. Yun ang huling
July 14, naalala niyo pa yung date? Tawag sa telepono?
Magkaharap kami sa table na we are drinking. Nag-inom kami ng beer. Kasama yung uncle niya na 2.1 ba? Biruan to po sa military right. Lahat ando doon nakakapigod.
Mr. Salvador, I'm sure, syempre masakit sa magulang, mawala ng anak, ano? Pero ano yun po yung pakiramdam nyo, nung nabalitaan nyo nung Sabado na
sa akin, bilang ama, at naging sundalo rin, parang normal yan dahil kasi ako sundalo, natikman ko yung buhay na anytime, pwede kang mamatay dahil kasi sundalo ka. Retired soldier din ako. I'm an officer of the Army.
Okay. Ano pong rango nyo?
Captain.
Captain?
Captain of the Army.
Sa Army?
Sa Army, yes.
Army. Alright. Okay. Ano pong message mo sa kanya? Para sa kanya?
Ngayon patay na siya?
Oo. Kung meron kayo sa anong pagkakataon na makausap niyo siya ng one last time, meron pa kayong gusto sabihin sa kanya?
Siguro, ang masasabi ko lang sa kanya, kung kinuha siya ng ni Lord, talagang hanggang dyan lang siya. Yun ang kanya.
Alright. Maraming salamat po, Mr. Salvador. Hi, Ms. Salvador. Okay, and finally, last but not least, Gretchen Birog.
Yes, ma'am.
Tama, no?
Birog? Yes, ma'am.
Girlfriend of First Lieutenant Ermin Saloren, class 2006 naman.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been together?
Less than 2 years, ma'am.
Okay. Were you going to get married na?
In 2 years, ma'am.
In 2 years'
yes.
time. Okay. So,
in 2 years' time.
When was the last time na nag-usap kayo?
3 days before the event in August 18. So that was August 15.
Okay, and by phone, I suppose.
Actually, he just texted me.
He texted. Ano yung text niya?
Pero dun po sa text, wala po siyang pahiwatig na nasa Masaylan na siyang ano.
Mm-hmm.
Ang sabi lang po niya, "Musta ka na, baby? Miss you na. I love you so much, baby. Take care always. Mm-hmm. I'm always here for you."
Na-save mo yung text?
Opo, na-save ko.
Still, do you have your phone na?
I don't know.
Okay. And then, ano yung sagot mo sa kanya?
And then, immediately, nireplyan ko siya agad. Kasi alam ko po, doon kasi limited yung paggamit ko ng phone doon eh.
Uh-huh.
Para sabi ko agad yung ma-receive. Mm-hmm. Sinend ko agad, pero nung chinek ko po, unattended na. So parang obviously, he tried try to open it up lang, just to text me. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun.
Okay, unreliable pero, lang signals kasi.
Ako. Pero yun pala, after that, wala na pong nangyari. Wala na pong communication. Unattended na po siya. So, I understand na kung bakit ganun ang nangyari. Kasi ever since, he never, ano, parang hindi niya minsan ako pinag-alala. Parang, every time mag-uusap kami, lagi niya sinasabi, he's alright, he's okay, there's no problem, there's no word to, nothing to worry about. Uh-huh. It's always like that. Ayaw niyang pahirapan yung mga nagmamahal sa kanya.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you've been together for 2 years, graduate siya noong 2006.
Yes, ma'am.
So, that means kadete pa siya noong mag-boyfriend.
Graduating na rin po siya noon.
Alright. Okay, we ran out of time, but, you know, if you had an opportunity to have, you know, spoken to him one last time, what would your message have?
I would just say to him na, masakit, yes, of course. Parang hindi mo matanggap na yung pagkamatay niya. Pero sa pagkatao kasi niya, he's a very principled person. He's a very idealistic man. Very patriotic. If you only, kung alam niyo lang, ma'am, na ganun yung mga galing niya. Tapos masyado niya talagang umaalab yung pagmamahal niya sa bayan. Although masakit yung pagkamatay niya, I'm still happy for him because ang alam, nagampan na niya yung mission niya eh. Kasi ever since in our relationship, lagi na niyang pinapaalam sa akin yung trabaho niya. Parang pinipilit niyang ipaintindi sa akin, tatanggapin ko rin yung trabaho niya. At lagi niya sinasabi sa akin na kaya niya maging mabuting leader, matino at mabuting leader. At the same time, maging matino at mabuting at responsable yung padre de pamilya rin. Yun na lagi niya sinasabi niya. So, kung nalito man siya at nakikinig, I'm so proud of you and to all the rest of the soldiers who died for our country. Thank you.
Maraming salamat. Thank you very much sa lahat sa inyo. Kay Gida, thank you, Irene, Mr. Jaime Salvador, and Gretchen. Thank you very much. Nakikiramay talaga kami sa inyo. At talagang bayani ang mga kapatid nyo, anak, at ang boyfriend. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Pion Tiveros. We'll see you again next Tuesday. This is Strictly Politics broadcasting live from the Marine headquarters here in Fort Bonifacio. See you next Tuesday.
This is a story about human rights. For those that don't know, you need to. Yo, a starving artist, but his lyrics sold worldwide. His friend and manager was a snake in disguise, and he was bitten. His song sold without his permission. Saw his record on the shelf. The snake had stolen his vision, but knowing his rights, he could protect himself. Fair treatment by fair courts, he got the law to help. The other dude just sunk weak, looked like a punk, could hardly open his mouth to speak. Popping that jump, you better get up, stand up. If you've been done wrong, you better stand up for your rights like that Marley song. Get yourself represented, lawfully defended. Know your human rights, don't ever surrender. No, don't ever surrender. Yeah.
Let's go.
What is your right to intrude into the privacy of something that should not even be known?
Who really makes the news?
You know, someone dares and someone speaks up and says, I will name her.
What's the story behind the story?
I said, what kind of BS is this?
How many versions does the truth have?
You need to shame people who are corrupt and who deserve to be shamed.
Why is the medium the message?
You think that it's so easy to be a movie journalist? It's not.
ANC sets the forum.
No comment is the worst thing you can do.
Cheche Lazaro asks the questions.
How do you catch an erring journalist? How do you catch somebody who's corrupt?
Media in focus.
Do you consider, for example, libel suits a badge of honor in a manner of speaking?
Thursdays at 6 p.m.
But what about the right to know, the public's right to know? We'll be right back.
Good evening, you're watching This Is Nightly, and I'm David Celdran. Ahead on the program, this one's for the books. Local share prices soared 283 points today, marking the PSE Index's biggest single-day point gain in history as investors played catch-up with a rally in global bourses. After several attempts to block his testimony, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos finally testified against one of his father's so-called cronies, Lu Xiaotan. The Trade Department warns the Philippines stands to lose 55 billion pesos in Japanese investments annually if the Senate continues to delay the ratification of the Japan-Philippines Economic Partnership Agreement. And New Zealand launches a probe into Chinese garments and imports after children's clothes from China were found to contain dangerous levels of formaldehyde. Our top story today, share prices surged 9.8% as investors played catch-up with global bourses after yesterday's break. The PSE index soared 283 points to close at 3,167. The Philippine Stock Exchange says this is its biggest single-day point gain in history, and analysts say market players were encouraged to chase bargains after Wall Street and other markets rallied yesterday in the wake of the Federal Reserve's surprise 50 basis point cut in its discount rate. The rate cut and a further Fed injection of funds into the U.S. banking system on Monday helped allay, for the moment at least, fears of tighter credit that battered markets last week. But other analysts warn concerns about the fallout from the subprime mortgage troubles are likely to linger, making markets volatile and prone to quick profit taking on any upside. Today's biggest gainer was market leader PLDT, while the most actively traded were members of the Ayala Group of Companies, led by Ayala Land and the Bank of the Philippine Islands. Now, is the market's gain sustainable? And is this the right time to get back into the market? Well, joining us now is Jonas Lavelas, market strategist at Banco de Oro. Jonas, thanks so much for joining us.
Good evening, David.
Right, this is the biggest single day gain, at least as far as points are concerned, but we're far from anywhere near where it was just a month ago. Now, is this momentum sustainable, or are we just seeing perhaps a reaction to yesterday's holiday and the fact that it's a reaction to other bourses all over the world?
Okay, actually there's two things that we can probably derive out of this market rally today. One, given the holiday yesterday, our market wasn't able to react to the Fed's cut last Friday evening. Mm-hmm. So basically we've seen market players looking at bargains, plus we've seen our market drop almost 20% last week. Mm-hmm. People would have probably seen bargains at these levels. Basically, we're talking at levels of roughly late fourth quarter of 2006. Relatively, our fundamentals remains the same. What we've seen over the last few weeks is market risk being repriced. So given the fundamentals of the Philippines remain stable, definitely the prices over the last few days have been bargain hunting for value investors. Whether we're going to see sustainability of these rallies will eventually depend on how the world markets will continue to react to certain concerns over subprime, not only in the U.S., which was initially anticipated, it has gone to the European markets as well. property, we still have stable interest rates. So far,